This podcast is brought to you by Flamin' Joe's in Spokane, Washington, with two convenient locations, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, or the original Valley location at 11618 East Sprague. You're never very far from wings, burgers, and beer. This town ain't that big. It's a 5-minute drive. With daily specials and happy hour specials from 3 to 6 and 9 to close, so you're not spending too much jingle. They have trivia every Wednesday at 8 o'clock for Buzz Time trivia on the TVs anytime. So come on down to Flamin' Joe's, kick it on the patio, and enjoy some hot wings and beer. The best of both worlds. Bonus offer, meet two members of the podcast, Chris and Justin. They work on the north side. Probably won't meet them. They work in the kitchen. And you probably don't want to meet them. They're abrasive people. And as Justin would say, there's no better way to spend your day on a hot summer day. And now, on to the show. Welcome to Why We Hang Out, episode 20.
20.
We're three best friends and Robert.
Wait, this is a special occasion.
Motherfucker, I'm trying to...
You're unspecially... while Justin's doing his patented, hey, we're in the middle of something, look at my phone.
I started tactic. This before he started that.
Three best friends and Robert sit around the table.
God, we're professional.
Jesus. Professional.
Fucking hate.
This podcast goes better than this intro. I assure you all.
It's deep.
It gets real. Yeah. This is when we stop being fake. We start getting real. World, Spokane,
current events Jerome's in basement. Your face.
Dun dun dun.
I wish my basement was as nice
Just
as
hands.
A real world place.
hands.
There's some punk named Pest fucking going. I just can't live here anymore.
I can't be around you people. I'm gonna go ride my BMX bike and be awesome, bro.
Toxic to my relationship, and I need to go back home to my parents' basement.
Is there a room we can go into and just have like a one-on-one with the camera, so it's private but not private? That sounds great.
My fucking.
But have a camera making that.
It made lots of money. None of us know what we're talking about.
Oh no!
See, you started giggling before he even replied. You knew exactly what you were doing.
Every
don't,
time.
Don't yeah. laugh at your uncle.
He doesn't deserve it.
Agus is down here and he doesn't talk, but he does make noises.
And the laughter he makes is the joy of children while we are the tainted stain of adulthood.
It's really awesome. Like tears of happiness.
Yeah, like his is genuine happy. We're all just cynical. Yeah,
concentrated
yeah.
happiness.
Yeah.
Concentrated
happiness. Like if you could distill it, you could make some fucking money off some rich bitches.
Put a mask over his face.
It just filters. It's air. This is happiness breathed by a child that is you can just sell for like $20 a bottle, and it's just like rich fucking white folk going.
I'm so happy. And as you oak like pop the top on that bottle,
it giggles.
Yeah,
it giggles. It Gerber baby.
And you know, cool.
I'm telling you, that's an idea.
That is so right on so
much. Cristal, just give me that to drink.
Yeah, I don't need Cristal. I want baby laughter. Go, I've had enough white baby laughter. Let me try that Chinese laughter. That ain't real laughter. They're not happy there, are they?
They don't have
no.
They can't breathe. No,
they go,
enough to
can I get Angelina? No, they don't have air. They go, can I get Angelina Jolie's adopted children happy? Because that's some top shelf shit. He goes, oh, that's some rich kid happy. That's adopted orphan happy.
You diamond can't flat your face.
Face, and you're just like, oh, God. And you just, it's like huffing paint. You just use it like chloroform.
Choice.
The dog texted me. Everybody missed it pre-intro.
We
all harassed our friend who was not on the podcast.
I wish we had recorded that.
We should have recorded those phone calls. He should listen to this episode, because we would say we're sorry. We're not.
Nope.
None of us are. Nope. But apparently he's at work, so he can't pick up his phone.
I don't give a shit where he's at.
So?
I right? pick up at work all the time.
Yeah. For real, right?
We're talking on the phone
we
I
pick
work.
Up.
Yeah. I do.
Like, we pick up because we're scared.
Scared.
Real fear.
Scared.
Friendship, like ours, is, you know, born in fear. Or maintained in fear. Born in lies and maintained in fear.
Yeah, not born. Yeah, maintained.
Yeah.
Well, so we live, you know. Interesting lies, so we actually have to, you know, communicate with each other.
No, we don't. We're just terrible people to each other, and we need to share it with others.
That's because okay, it's okay. fun.
Hence, why do we hang out?
Why do we hang out?
Yeah. And then we talk about the Jetsons and the Flintstones.
And the Flintstones. And we have some real-world shit.
Yeah.
in the middle.
The first half.
We get distracted, as we tend to, with another Spag story, because
it would be weird if we didn't. On track.
But we got right back on track. Yeah, we're on top of
somebody
that.
Somebody knows how to, you know, bring it back around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring it full circle.
Yeah, he did.
Thank you, director.
I was going to say, a director would do that.
Yeah, a director knows how.
you're hearing what not hearing is Jerome mouthing the words of bunk you, because there was a child present who's looking at me with the don't make fun
but
of my dad.
But if he says it, he gets money.
If,
so it's okay.
If this child says bad words because he can't speak, he gets
Yeah!
You're the best,
do it!
Dude.
High
five. High
five, Bonesies. Die, happy feet. And with that, game on.
Game on.
Say it with love sometime, man.
Game on.
I can't do it with him right here.
Is that like you? Yeah, is you pissing too when he's around you?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna drop your guitar this time. But my
you should
hand
just
needs to
move
do
the guitar.
My like, hand needs to
just
do
move
something.
It over there or something.
My hand needs to do something. I don't do well not having something to pitch it with. It's a whole thing.
Learn how to like put quarters with your hand, then.
Yeah, but it would be rude and possibly
be like the 1989 Two-Face. You know?
Or like pen. Go pay a couple bucks for a poker chip and just learn that.
Yeah, just sit there and roll it back and forth. It's like an asshole. Are you good at poker? Fucking suck.
When I was at DHL, there was a guy who would, like, after dispatch, he'd go, he was a contractor, and he'd go over to the casino, win or lose 1,000 to, like, 10 G's, and then come back, and you'd see him with, like, a $20 poker chip. Every day. And then he, like, he wasted $1,000 to teach his son not to, just to fold fold on every hand.
$1,000?
Yeah, to learn how to fold. To not get emotionally
attached.
I'll
learn
to
not
the
to
money.
Fold for $1,000.
No, that's fair, though. No, I can see that, though. That makes sense. Because you have to look at it as just money.
Yeah, so
you can't look at it as an emotional attachment. You know, when you're broke and you get depressed, or you have money and you feel ecstatic, to remove that from you is a better life skill. Than it is than anything else. That is worth $1,000.
No, that was better.
I totally get that.
That wasn't a better life skill for him. It was a better make him a better poker player.
Well, that life skill. I don't know. You see those motherfuckers on ESPN Ocho making fucking $300,000 by wearing sunglasses and headphones and just going
I
on
wish
a table.
ESPN the Ocho release. Right.
Oh, Justin, dodgeball. Fuck you! I've been waiting so hard.
I love you so much.
Oh, fuck you. That's my love word. Fuck. Yeah, okay fuck. Fuckity fuck, fuck, fuck. Thank you.
I feel like it's been pent up.
Chris would be so disappointed in you.
I know.
Yeah, for real. With, you know,
but if you have to take your anger out on me, I'm okay with that. If that's what makes you happy.
It does. And it's making me
I'm here for you.
I'm smiling for you.
You have a little twinker in your eye.
I bet I do.
That's rage. That's what it is. The reaction of you being choked in his eyeball. Like, you know when you zoom in and it shows Joker and then you see the skulls where his pupils should be and it's the little reflection? It's him strangling you. That's the reflection in his eye.
And it makes
is
me
you
quite
being throttled.
Happy.
It
makes me quite happy.
You are his Jason Todd to his Joker. He doesn't know which is better, the forehand or the backhand.
And my beer's my crowbar.
Yeah.
I felt so good.
Speaking I imagine it did.
When was the last time you actually cussed, though?
Well, I mean, it was like the other day, but I mean, it's the satisfaction of not being the bat pig.
It's cussing and not having to owe money.
Yes, it's fucking glorious. Yes.
I don't have the picture. I didn't save it, but it was like people were okay with this, and it was.
Oh, it's where Joker's beating Robin.
But they were
with him doing the thing to Barbara.
Yeah.
Almost one of the greatest comics.
Isn't it 2015, like the year of let's be offended by everything? Like
pretty much.
You know what
I think
the bigger pusses are the people who are like everybody's offended by everything. I just want to raise my Confederate flag, and you're like nobody's stopping you from raising your fucking Confederate flag.
But that doesn't
flag.
Stop us.
Well,
from
I mean, you can't buy it on Amazon.
They wanted it off the state grounds. Nobody's banning the fucking Confederate flag.
You just don't
people
put
have decided
a
to stop selling it.
Flag on a lose of the losing side.
Yeah. Using their free market abilities to go, maybe we shouldn't sell this. It sucks.
Yeah. That doesn't stop you from selling it.
The war wasn't about slavery. Totally fucking was.
Each of the states mandates of separation was, hey, slavery.
I want to own people so I don't have to work.
Because look at that field. That's a lot of work. I'd rather shoot you for
it. Cotton's
thorny and shit.
Yeah. Like, that would be a lot of work. I mean, if you're going to hire someone to do it, I mean, why not just
Hire them for free?
Yeah, hire them for free and cost... $7.
I don't think the hire is the part there. They just make them do it. So
yeah, by hire it means
by hire we're using like it's like loosely defined as we're fucking forcing you to do this or we will beat you senseless.
But everybody is offended by people just going like, I don't like that. You don't like it? That's my heritage, faggot. Jesus Christ!
You just call me a bundle of sticks? What?
No, and the way they go about it, you're just like they get so mad when they're like, it's my freedom of speech. But yet the moment you, or like, or the representation of a losing side.
It's my freedom of speech to not like it.
Fuck you.
It's like, the argument I've always tried to make is like, how do you think the rest of Europe would feel, especially France and Poland, if Germany, for shits and giggles, was like, let's bring back the swastika. Just heritage. It's heritage. We're not doing it to offend people, but we want to bring it back.
That is really
funny. And then how do you think China, India, all of the islands... In the Pacific Ocean would feel if Japan was like
us, even would go Hawaii
the rising sun.
Would be like, let's bring back the rising sun because heritage, or Russia bringing back everyone's favorite hammer and sickle. Don't get me wrong, I'd probably be the only fan. Love that flag. There's so much power behind that. But then, how do you think all of the satellite states would feel? How do you think Ukraine feels? Oh wait, we know how they feel. Because they were taken.
But they're
based
on
the
going
argument,
on
right
part now.
Based on the argument of, well, we
Putin
had it
wants
first.
It, so he's just going to take it.
But then you
well,
got
no,
it.
But it's the same logic.
Now we have it first again.
Yeah,
we shot down a plane because we thought it was your plane, but it was actually Malaysian Airlines who had another incident like a month before.
Yeah, it's a
mysterious
whole thing.
Mysterious.
But it's fucked up.
No, that plane fucking went down.
No, it went down. They were like, missile, shut up. Don't worry about it. If Russia's good at anything, it's shut up. Don't worry about it. I'm going to worry about it. You just shot a plane out of the sky. Don't worry about it.
It wasn't us. It was people we like.
Yeah, I mean, did it happen to say former property of the CCCP?
Yeah,
how'd
they get this anti-aircraft missile? They built it.
With what?
The parts we gave them?
But the box says, with love from Russia, and you're like, that's James Bond. Like, don't equate us with a James Bond.
But the other thing is, like, fucking Target. I don't know why they had to announce it. They
with the toy gender
neutral. Yeah, but let's just make toys gender neutral. Jack's upstairs. He fucking loves girls and boys toys. He doesn't give a shit. Why do they gotta be pink and be girls toys?
Kale loves playing with his Legos, and they now do.
It is. Exactly.
Like,
but
Kale likes to do
girls and boys toys, and people are like,
but it's not. It's their
well,
toys.
You're gender neutral now. I'm done shopping
and
at Target.
Explain that family golf.
And they're doing that for like real babies. Right, like everyone's trying to go for that. You know,
but it's
sex,
but it's
same
like,
sex, you know,
but
name.
It's,
the fuck you
but
care?
But who,
right?
But no, like, Kale's Legos, he has the new SpaceX that you guys got him, which, greatest things to build in the whole world, got a shuttle. Fucking glorious, love them.
I kind of want those sets.
They're the best. We were battling with those today. Most of last night, it was awesome. We had a whole space battle.
Air fire.
Boom. But it comes with two female scientists for the starter set and the shuttle set.
Oh.
He didn't like the women being scientists. On this wonderful argument, they can be astronauts too.
Oh, yeah,
they don't
can.
Have to be stuck in the lab.
See,
and I'm like, and at no point in my entire life,
don't have to be, you know,
at no point
kitchen.
In my life have I been like, this is how you treat women. This is how you treat men. This is these. No, he came
they
to his own conclusion.
In the lab.
Guys go home in space because babies don't do well in space.
That's the fucking order
because they
bleed,
and somehow that's bad.
You thanks, know? Donald Trump.
Yeah, it is. It's very Donald Trump.
And the Mexicans are coming.
It's space Mexicans. Yeah, they're aliens. Space
how do you think
aliens.
They get the rocket to the landing platform?
Yeah,
Mexicans.
Yeah.
Spacekins.
Yeah, Spacekins.
They hire Spacekins.
They hire to put the rocket into space.
No, they have this $7 billion machine to get the $2 billion machine over
to launch $100 billion worth of fuel equipment into space.
So slow, though.
It's supposed it's to supposed move to slow. Go slow.
I'm aware.
That's his
seen
job.
It.
Do you know yes. how much moves. It moves?
Yeah, no, I've seen it move no.
before. Half a quadrillion times.
A full half a quadrillion.
Yeah.
Of liquid fire death.
I've been to Space Center probably like six times.
I would have sweet sex with the whole Space Center.
Six times, not just once?
Yeah, no. He's from... He moved to Houston like every
he
other
year. He was in
yeah,
Texas.
Riddles.
Yeah, every year we
you know the whole that. Weird part of the United
States?
You
don't have a giant cowboy head.
We're part of the
you
know, United
he's
States.
He's part of the
United
States,
States
that's full of science,
yeah. Yeah.
Yet is like, witchcraft! At the same time. And you're
it
like,
is! George W. Bush!
Like I said, like, I love
the
state. I
this
love
is what's
place.
Ironic. The three oh, largest space places, you have Houston,
yeah.
Where
Florida.
I also lived in Alabama.
You have Florida, you have the Keys, where they do most of their launches.
Correct.
And then you have Rocket City, Alabama, where there are more PhDs localized
per capita
than anywhere in the United mm-hmm. States. In Alabama, this is where they built the Saturn V rocket. These are the same people.
Wait, can you say Alabama one more time?
Alabama.
Thank you. That just makes me happy.
That rage you feel for Justin, that's what he feels towards the science illiterate.
It's deep, deep
it's
pain.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah.
The three places in our entire country, if my dreams could come true and we could rebuild the whole cotton curtain, and the South can rise all at once.
Yeah.
The one thing we would miss out on would be most of the outer space exploration. And the worst part is, it's not like the South would use it. They would just use it to plant cotton.
They'd put cinder blocks under the space shuttle.
They would put up cinder blocks and it would be half broken and go, I'm remodeling it. I'm building it. I put that on my El Camino. And that thing went fast. My Uncle Jeb died. He was inside of
that. They're just adding racing stripes.
They're
adding racing stripes.
They add racing stripes. They put a fucking giant Confederate flag. And they go, it's General Lee 2.0. Yee-haw. And they drive it down the runway. And it goes. And they just drunk off wild turkey.
We're going to start buying tires for it.
Yeah. And they put rims on it, too. And they're like misshapen. And one's a donut. And you're like, you can't. It's a shuttle. You can't do that. Shuttle. And they were like, in the South you can. Woo woo. And it's sad. It's a terrible land.
Yeah.
They have most
But they
of
have
the
ideal
people.
Launching conditions.
They have, yeah. The ideal launching conditions are there. They have the smartest people in our country.
Could be.
Per capita in these three locations.
Oh.
And yet, they're on the side where abortions and gays cause hurricanes and droughts.
Well, not the smart people, but, you
well,
know...
No, no, but they are in these places.
I'm saying that it's an equal balance.
Stop making the baby Jesus.
Like,
so
extreme intelligence
smart,
versus
it
extreme stupidity.
It is truly the smartest people in our country having to
maybe
tolerate...
There's no middle ground for
there's
the
There's none.
Maybe it's
there's
a government experience if the smart people sleep with the stupid people.
No, that's not how it works. Doesn't work, because smart people aren't stupid.
Yeah.
Or mine.
No, it's not smart people
counting.
Have sex together and smart people have sex together. So it's
because statistically,
parallel.
Well, no, because statistically, smart people have less babies. Because get this, they're educated. They
because
know
they're
the
too
cost.
Busy working.
They're functioning adults.
To,
they're
like,
human
yeah,
beings. They are living their life.
To this, you know.
While the increasingly less intelligent, the South. That's all of you. You're listening to it. Tiny violin, you can't hear it because you don't know anything.
That's all of you rocket scientists.
Yeah, rocket scientists with your nibbly-bibbly space program.
For
all of you. They all have more kids.
God, we're really desperate for attention. Seriously.
No, like the South knows how to operate a fucking iPhone or a tab or a fucking 8-track.
Well, no, they're not even rich enough
no,
to
they're
actually
pretty good
afford
with the
8-track.
Yet.
They got the 8-track down, and it just plays the entire soundtrack. To Devil's Rejects.
So
on
no, they play Sweet Home
that's
Alabama.
And Sweet Home Alabama.
I like that
everywhere.
Soundtrack. Yeah.
But the soundtrack for Devil's Rejects is pretty awesome.
Yeah, is
I wore out my third Skinner date track.
Yeah, and all their pawn shops, they still have VHS. And no one is confident
they
do not rewind.
Playing too,
our
so
pawn shops have VHS.
Yeah, but we rewind them. You see the difference? The South does
no.
not rewind. The South does well. No, I guess the South
you
would be better.
You have to
rewind
to a pawn
be
shop.
Be kind. Rewind.
You're selling your
kind
for 70 cents.
Be kind.
Be kind. What the fuck, dude?
They're not giving you...
No,
I haven't seen the movie.
You just don't go around...
Be Kind Rewind.
You've not seen the movie?
No,
okay. I'll bring it. It's so good.
It
do you have it?
It
is so good.
So good.
It is
Jack
a wonderful
Black's
film.
In that.
It is basically the internet. It's the YouTube experience without the YouTube experience, without it being on the internet, but all on VHS. Oh, like, the movie's predicated on...
Well, you get them, a man tear throughout the
like,
movie, though.
Yeah, the whole time. Like, yeah. As a man.
One singular tear from the outside.
Yeah, from the outside. Because we're not gay. Our tears don't come from the inside.
We're Indians because we're looking at garbage and shit.
We're Native Americans, so our tears come from the outside.
What's wrong with me?
Indians.
Native God. Americans.
You're racially insensitive.
Fuck.
I need another beer.
That's what your problem is. You don't have enough beer to not be racially insensitive. Because here in the North, it's reversed.
We really want to let you get it out.
Yeah. Well, I already did, so I'm happy.
That's the only time you're going to cuss, though?
That's it?
No, he just mentally said fuck no and then stopped himself. That's what that look said.
I don't need to said fucking fuck answer, no. God damn it. Son there of a bitch.
That look totally just said fuck
you
no.
You fucking cunt.
You have
God
1 hour.
It.
1 hour to get whoa, all whoa, out whoa, right whoa. Now.
Calm down. You don't got to get all violent about it.
Right? Hey, they're awesome. Fuck off. Cunts offends me. That's against women. And women are people too, Robert.
We brought it all fucking full of goddamn full circle. God damn it.
Yeah. I'm good at it.
That's pretty good. I like that. It's clever.
Question. Uh-oh. What do you guys think about that chick who did the marathon in London whilst on her period? Did you guys hear about that?
No.
She was doing a whole thing. Her whole feminism thing was like that she doesn't like... And the argument is understandable.
Wait, how'd she do that? Like, did she force her period to happen?
No, she was, like, they had a marathon. Well, I'm pretty sure that's probably the most male sarcastic thing ever said.
No.
But she had her period. She was running the marathon.
It just happened.
And she like, had, okay. it, her cycle happened to coincide with this
marathon.
She did.
The way you presented it was
everywhere.
She planned her period to happen during the marathon.
But she just bled everywhere. She was running.
It's a natural
bled.
Thing. Like
it's a natural thing.
People shit when they're running marathons.
Okay.
It just
this
lets
is where
go.
It's like, I get the argument, but because her argument was that she doesn't like that the whole idea of having to have a tampon or anything like that is negative towards women because they should be ashamed of this bodily process.
Well, you just don't want
your clothes to stay.
No, and that's the thing. It's no different than...
Because you're not trying to get blood on someone else or anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't
like,
want your shit.
Like this,
I don't want to run in your shit
no
anymore
feces.
Than I want to run in blood.
You shouldn't have to step in feces.
There is no... Yeah. It could be someone throwing up.
That's why you talc up your nuts so it doesn't get all sweaty. Yeah,
and you don't want it to bleed either. Like, because that would be fucking terrible.
Actually, that's a good
like when you're running? Oh, it's amazing when you're running. Fuck, without it, you'd... You're
I got
insane.
Some gold bun. It's like fairy blood.
It makes life so much better when you run.
Swing.
But
if you're
I just saw.
You need cornstarch.
Yeah, when you're a cook, you need cornstarch.
Or Arrowhead
Why'd you
powder.
Have to take it to that fucking level, man?
Because he's Justin. That's what he does.
At the Spag, we used to take Arrowhead powder and put it in people's spaghetti. So when they get not people's but employees who were being rude.
Yeah.
And
so they go.
They'd be like,
and the more they chew, the more bro.
How
and
do you not laugh
gum.
Your ass off?
Seriously. They, oh, no. You would do it dark. You would go, and they take it home, and you mix it in, and you only mix it in gently, because if not, it would turn into paste. So they get it, they'd stir it, and they'd start eating, and it's gum. You turn
really
spaghetti
that
and sauce
like,
into gum.
Co-workers that order food.
They come back and be like, make me spaghetti. And you're like, all right.
No, please.
Or it's
no.
like Colleen, we'd add weight gain powder to her Alfredo.
Yeah. One of the girls was she was trying to lose weight, and she was she was a huge bitch. And so,
and she went. Hold on.
Does she go nameless or what's her
3
name?
3 ounces of noodles.
She's the cow. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she gets super
noodles,
specific
one
about it.
One piece of chicken, but a small piece, not a large piece. One broccoli, but it has to be about medium size, and one mushroom for flavor, and no more than exactly 2 ounces of Alfredo, because she's watching her figure.
Okay. No.
In the center of the plate.
No.
Give me a
6
piece.
Could you say it like her?
No.
To
this
me,
is right
so
here.
I can understand it. Like.
Okay. Right.
Oh, this is how I want my figure.
I'm already making something.
I can't have any more than 3 ounces of
she
noodles.
She was a bartender.
Because I'm washing my figure, you know? Because I got to get rid of this for my man. She's like 40 plus years old, so imagine that.
So it's a valley girl for four. Oh, God.
No. Pretentious sounding because she's in her 40s and a bartender and thinks she's a big deal.
Oh.
With one piece of chicken. One. Small, though. Not too big. I like it, but gotta watch this.
It was like processed super salt chicken.
Yeah.
Like, I would like go for the funny, but like, no, not two. Can I get you two?
So what we did is we would make her food, and then Steve brought back, would bring weight gain 4,000, basically.
Our bucks.
And he would go, and he would take it and go, boop, just, boop, mix, beautiful. And he would give it to her, and it was the most beautiful 5 ounces of food you will have ever seen in your entire life.
She lost weight, did she?
No! Yeah. What is happening, you guys? I'm watching everything I eat, but I'm gaining weight. It just won't go away. I don't know what's happening.
That's beautiful.
And we were like, sexy. We don't know.
She came.
And you just saw, like, yes. The evil.
See, she is the reason why I have a hatred for unicorns. Because that's her favorite
Wait,
thing.
What the fuck? You have a hatred for unicorns?
Yeah.
A weird, deep hatred for them? So I have a secret love of them because of his hate. Because he hates them so much.
Well, I would too. Did you just, like, figure out your rapist? Like,
yeah, I just
realized why I cry when I see...
Yeah. So that's your thing?
Unicorn rapist.
You realize why you hate unicorns?
That's my only explanation
why. Every time I see a unicorn, I have to send him a picture of it and say it's majestic as fuck. Because he actually hates it. So I love them knowing it hurts him.
Why don't you look like him? Because she loves him.
She would always.
Like, she has
necklace, her car.
Everything.
If she could have had one of those rapey vans, it would have had the unicorn on the moon with a rainbow and space with
diamonds. But, like, a real hate towards her.
Yeah.
She came back one time with the manager just storming through the kitchen, went to the whipped cream, and is like, see, Adrian? None of them work! We got a defective case of whipped cream.
Because the dish pit was huffing. And they all were getting huffing. Justin and the dish pit guys were huffing. And we all look at them, and they're, while they're in there, Steve's looking, and you see them through the little window we have, of them going, trying to get this thing to work. And Steve is looking at us like, dumb. And I'm like, I don't fucking huff, dude.
But
and Justin is like, and the one time when Justin was like, because he tries to hide lying so well, but we know he can't, is like, and total into it. And Lance and Colin are in the dish pit like, oh no. And Steve's like, you dumb motherfuckers. Adrian and her come out, and they're like, hey, Chief, you know what you think about the...
This was the one time Adrian was wicked cool, because he came out, Cohen goes back to the fucking
it was that whole case.
Bar.
It was like,
yeah, it was the whole... There's it's like 12.
I
don't
feel mean, Sean.
There's 12.
Yeah.
12 in a case.
Adrian came out.
It takes like 3 or 4 to get you good.
And he was like, no more. And walks away. Because he knew what we were doing. She storms back to the bar. Fucking whipped cream.
and the only thing we can all do is like, I don't even know, bro.
I don't know what you're talking
Magic,
about.
Magic, science, you know.
Spice.
Adrian, spice.
I was cooking spaghetti one time, and Adrian came back and yelled at me about missing a busing shift.
Okay.
Because one of the other black guy named Gerard missed his busing shift.
That is pretty funny.
It is fun. I let him go for a while, too. I'm like, I've never bussed. Not once.
Don't work out
stirring spaghetti. He's like, you really need to show up for your shifts, Chief. And if you happen again, you'll get fired.
He's Chief.
He's Chief all the time. When he left, we wrote Chief on his birthday, or his going away cake.
Yeah.
No. Because he got 2 birthday cakes. My 21st birthday gift from him was him being gone. Because he left the day before my birthday.
That's right.
And so one of the regulars brought in a birthday cake. This is where my chocolate cake and blood 21st birthday happens. Is she brings in a goodbye Adrian birthday cake. And so we took our frosting and put happy birthday, Chris, over goodbye Adrian. Over, we're like, oh, we'll totally give it to him. He's busy in the office right now, but we'll give it to him. And the customers had left.
That's awesome.
And they put happy birthday, Chris, over his cake. And we just fucking ate cake. And then after that, kind of.
So you got normal birthday presents, you know.
That was pretty good cake.
I got
That's weird. Not a normal. A birthday cake, or a cake, a going away cake that is inherently stolen.
Yeah.
We lied to an old lady who made said cake.
Yeah.
For happy birthday, Chris, over goodbye, Adrian. And that's normal.
Yeah,
fuck Adrian.
That's better than, you know, the lap dance from Sea Beast and Mike. So.
What?
Yeah.
That never happened.
Or the singing quartet.
That never happened. You got a lap dance from Mike?
Yeah, Mike and
no Dunkel.
Yeah, oh Dunkel
from Dunkel.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he came in.
Dunkel and
C-Cow. Leslie.
Cooler,
That was weird.
First 21st
birthday. Like, I was trying to run away, and Sean...
We
like,
pinned
Sean,
him.
Like, Sean and Ryan had to hold me there.
We pinned him while they danced.
Mm. I bet you were just turned the way
He was
on.
Like... He was about as Kool-Aid red man as they could get. Because it was... Oh, no! It was so bad.
It was bad.
And Dunkel was, like, hugely flamboyantly gay. Like,
Dunkel was cool.
He was a cool guy.
He was great, but his tagline was, oh, God. Just like that.
That is adorable. Oh, that's so awesome.
And we convinced him to do it, and it was great.
We did
do the singing quartet, didn't we?
When he got
fired,
his boyfriend
came
in and yelled at Adrian for, like, a half hour.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because Dunkel was not the bush of that relationship.
Yeah, it's not the
That was at Joe's, wasn't it?
What?
The singing quartet?
Yeah, that was you, Sam, and some other people, whoever else worked and went in on it.
You pinned by two men and then get a lap dance by a really gay man. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And the cow.
And
so,
the cow, yeah. Oh, yeah, and the cow.
Her name was Colleen, so she was the cow. She was
weight gain. CC, it's all good.
Yeah, she was the weight gain 4,000.
She was weight gain 4,000.
She was the top seat. You know?
Yeah. Those were the days. Now we're old and don't have birthdays.
So going back to Lady on her period, run into the
Yeah, no, I did.
We got sidetracked by the spag.
Thank you, spag, once again.
Yeah, as another sidetrack somehow. The spag segue. So many if we didn't have a podcast without it, it'd be weird.
It would be weird.
But no, I saw it online, and I was really, I had mixed feelings, because I get the notion of the whole, like equality thing. I find it weird that people aren't generally just treat each other equally, because based on the whole thought of it, if I stabbed you, you're going to die and bleed.
Yeah.
Like,
man,
it doesn't matter what you look like.
Yeah, no. It's...
If I stab you, you're dead. Like, I stabbed your heart, you're dead. So why does it fucking matter? At all. Anybody who thinks otherwise is basically a piece of shit. Like, just that's basically realistic, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm a man, and I've got
how many years did they
in my
not
chest,
have...
so you're not going to get that knife through.
Yeah, because you've got man muscles.
Got
you don't have boobs.
Like,
well, how
yeah.
many muscle? Like, how many years did they not have any rights for?
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. So I get her idea. What
how many years? For fucking ever.
Yeah, forever. Basically, if you're not a white guy, you can say oppressed forever.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you can go, we were oppressed forever.
Like,
and even
Robert,
you can't even say that for white people.
Yay for being a white guy.
No, because you can even go, if you were Irish, fuck that. You could, even if you were Irish, you weren't allowed to have
how, why is it time. Divided here now, huh? How does that really?
Because you're fucking Mexican.
It's always been that way.
Because like, you're Mexican and you're not a real people.
So I'm in the middle.
You and Chris are gay for each other, so it's fucking...
No, I'd kill him.
Yeah. You said you're in the middle?
Yeah.
Middle. So you want to be between me and Oreo Cookie over here?
I think these two, I think this one would have a real problem with that. Yeah. I think he's a jealous type.
Yes.
I think he's a jealous type.
Yeah, I'll very fucking kill you.
Stab me right through the fucking heart.
Yeah. And it would bleed.
Yeah.
Bleed. But differently than him.
Yeah. No.
Different. Because you would be red, white, and blue.
He bleeds predator blood. And
yeah, you
bleed
normal
predator
blood.
Like
a
neon
white,
green.
Blue. Yeah. Well, his would be the colors of the Mexican flag, while yours would be red, white, and blue. So it just makes sense. It would do a little Mexican hat dance.
Salsa
and
coming out instead.
Salsa. And it would be chunky picante.
Si, senor.
Or something.
Oh, God.
On a stick.
Now, see.
Oh, on a stick.
Now, if that were the case, I would get every terrible racist and sexist and misogynistic comment ever made. That would, because Mexicans probably bleed salsa. Okay.
That's
fair.
Or you try beans and rice.
Yeah. It depends. Central America would be refried beans and rice.
Or
Mexico would be salsa.
Regular blood's too expensive.
Well, yeah, they can't afford that.
Yeah,
have you seen where
they
live?
Come on now.
Yeah, like a
peso.
I want to
get
shit.
Drunk and kill a German.
But
sauerkraut blows out.
We call them crabs for a reason. Boom! And if they eat them, they taste like bratwurst.
Oh, so
it's beer
brighter
bratwurst. Kaboom!
All right, we gotta get back on point.
Yeah,
lady bleeding. Bleeding vagina.
Bleeding vagina. What is your guys' perspective on that? Like, because I look at it, I'm like, I don't get... I get what she's... The point she's trying to make, that you should be proud, you shouldn't feel some sense of, like, a shame of your body because you bleed.
Yeah,
but I look at it as a hygiene thing. I don't want to run in your hurl,
yeah.
your fucking
no.
shit, or your
that's
blood
being respectable,
out of
like, to
general
people,
hygiene
though, around you.
Yeah, but
in
every,
terms of context, I don't look at
sense,
like
really.
I look at that as a health concern, not as a you're a woman and you shouldn't bleed out your vagina and die. That's a really stupid mindset.
Yeah,
but I'm like, but the part that got me, I'm like, that's really not hygienic. Like, to bleed out any more than someone running and shitting all over the ground.
I mean, first of all, like, do we know if she has AIDS? I mean, do we know if she has an infection?
Any kind of...
I mean,
if there's,
like,
and that's
that is, like, seriously
the
dangerous.
The biological concerns
really
are there for me.
Straight to AIDS, didn't you?
Well,
but no, but, it's a real,
AIDS.
But if you're looking at something that's transmitted through blood... But I'm being real. Like,
that's
again, if someone fucking shits somewhere,
yeah.
I don't want to fucking run through someone's shit. That's a really racist joke.
I'm
really
glad you
heard that.
Because like, I couldn't understand.
Racist. I didn't hear it. Oh. Please repeat.
Yeah, please repeat your
I said
overly
that's
racist.
Why I don't want his blood on me. I'm pointing to Chris, by the way.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But no, it just it seems weird that, like, God, I find it weird that we have to live in an age where a woman, man, transsexual, whatever the fuck your whole thing is in life,
a person,
a human being,
target for the gender benders.
Yeah. No, for real. But it bugs me 100% that they have to do those things. That someone like Caitlyn Jenner has to be like, I'm a woman now and I'm this and these things and. And I'm openly gay now, like, when they're like, there's a Major League Baseball player who's gay. There's a Major League Football player who's
see,
gay.
I have a real problem with that person, Kate. Like,
but, no, because my problem with all of them is who fucking cares? And not in a negative context.
No, exactly.
But my thing is, it saddens me, not because that they do that, but we live in a world where
there's so many people judgmental feel people,
that you feel that you... There, it's terrible. There's no other way to really put it, but there's not a whole lot of quote unquote heroes in that context. So where like the one point that Caitlyn Jenner made was that there are other people, there are young people that the award she'd received or whatever wasn't for her. Yeah. It was for people who are having that struggle at home.
Yeah, I mean, there's like there's suicides, there's deaths.
All of those. Like the highest rate of suicide is because like the kids come out as gay or lesbian and the parents are pieces of shit. Because you're different and that scares me. Yeah. Get out! And they either run away and become tricks on the street or they kill themselves.
Yeah.
Statistically, that's what happens and it sucks.
Or like, got candid.
I
hate it because now he's like, or she is the representative of that community. It's pure entertainment. That's what it is.
It bugs me the same way they assume that like Al Sharpton represents all black people.
Yeah.
It bugs me that way. Where that's it's like, you don't represent everyone. Yeah. I get that they're trying to make this
She's making statement. A profit off of it.
Yeah. Of course. There's profit being made. Like, she's gaining.
It's got that fucking, you know, the schedule, or not the schedule, but like a Kardashian type.
I have more respect for Bruce Jenner.
Oh, of course.
When... He was like, I'm sick of their shit. I don't want to be on their show. I'm not a part of that.
Yeah.
They just happen to be through me because of marriage and all of these. I had respect for that. What I don't have respect for is
the media.
I don't care.
Be Caitlyn.
But the media aspect is so like, look at these people. They are now they're heroes, they're robots, they're ninjas. Yeah. They have to become this thing where it's like, no, instead of having to praise these people, instead of people having to feel some sense of pride about coming out, where it upsets me, where, like, I had a family member who, when he came out as gay, I don't care. And I told him I didn't care. Because I don't give a fuck. That doesn't change who he is as a person.
Was it he?
Yeah.
So he loves cock. That's all right.
Who cares?
Right?
He is not causing physical or emotional harm. Therefore, I don't care. Yet when he told somebody else that he was gay, that person responded with choking him out. And in the saddest way, it wasn't to cause harm.
Wait, he choked him out.
He choked him out. And, this is where it's sadder. Not because he was mad at him, because of him being gay. He knew what other people would do.
That's where it's fucked up.
He was concerned. Yeah. It was so much fear. It was quasi jealousy. You know where it's like when the guys are like super jealous because they don't want to lose who they're with, but then that jealousy ends up turning that. That's what makes that person leave.
Yeah.
That kind of thing where he didn't want to... He was hurting him, not because he was mad at him, but he was like, I know what the world will do. I know how people are. And he was so mad at that he ended up attacking this individual because of that kind of rage.
Wow.
That is where it's upsetting. Where that instead be like, okay, so they're gay. I know a ton of gay people. Give zero fucks that they are gay.
Yeah.
It upsets me that they feel that they have to come out and that it has to be some kind of like, okay.
Because it's 2015. Yeah.
Not even that. Like, at any point in time.
I know.
Who cares? We had a former coworker.
We had a few.
But the last one, she was a bit younger and she was like, hey guys, I'm... And weirdly enough, she comes back to the kitchen to tell us, like... One,
the kitchen. It's like, I got a boil on my ass. You want to know about it?
Basically, but who opened up to us?
Yeah.
The 18-year-old one?
Yeah.
The kid, basically. She's like, I think I might like girls.
Yeah.
And we were like, all right. And she's like, we don't care. Yeah, we're like, we get it.
Let's be good.
Like, she wanted to make a big deal.
She was like, she either wanted the big deal or she expected that was the reaction. She's like, I don't know how to tell my parents. And I'm, and me being me, I'm not necessarily the most not blunt person. I'm like, you tell them. If they have a problem with it, that's not yours. That's their problem.
Yeah.
You are you. Don't lie about who you are. Be happy with who you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it upsets me that you have to have people like Caitlin, like the guy in the NFL, like the dude who just came out in baseball.
Yeah.
But, and they're like, okay, we're gay. Okay, look at, statistically, probably a fourth of the NFL is gay. Statistically. If you base on average amount of individuals.
In any sport.
Yeah. In any sport.
In any sport.
But who cares? And it's upsetting that they can't just be who they are, do their job without people going,
I could care
this
less.
Is a big deal. Yeah. They deserve praise. Or, they're Queermo Bates, and this confuses me, and I'll probably like cock.
Is they made
and so they get mad. Yeah. That upsets me as a human being.
They made like, it I hate deal, that. And everybody's like, Michael Sam just wants everybody's cock in the fucking locker room.
Yeah, and, like, and then the,
no, and no, he doesn't.
He wants to play the fucking game.
He wants to play the game, and he's fucking tired.
Yeah.
After you run around forever, do you want to fuck? No.
No. Like, realistically, you run around and get hit by people. You're sore. Fuck that shit.
Sleep. I want to go home and sleep.
But it's,
I got camp on Tuesday.
Yeah. Really. You got to fucking put your time in there. But I just see that stuff on the like online and whatever, and I get the whole personal opinion.
It's because the media, though. But it eliminate.
I would
the,
like
the attention the media spends on it, though.
I would that's like what everybody likes to blame it on.
But I, they I spend like
how,
to
how many hours do they spend on Kim and her sisters
that's
and all
fucking
them?
Me, dude. That's...
No, but I'm saying all media, even
but no,
Fox,
no,
even like
no,
the guy, like what was the guy in the morning?
Dude in Orlando, the one good dude in Florida. Did you see the clip? They were doing one of the Kardashians got a dog and named it Kylie or Bruce or whatever.
It was Bruce,
she named it Bruce because it reminded her of Bruce Jenner, and it was one of the kids. Exactly. So they're doing this broadcast, and the male news reporter goes, just like you just did, he goes, who cares? Who fucking cares?
And I get that guy so much props.
And he goes,
seriously. He gets on the air, he gets up and
he
walks
gets up
away.
And goes, I'm not doing it. I'm walking away. This is a not news story. There is important stuff going on. This doesn't matter.
China just fucking exploded.
No,
I would love to see what
guy.
Happened there. And what
no, and this dude crushes it. And all the people are like, no, we get it. He goes, no one cares about this stuff. They want real information. And this girl goes, I get what you're saying, but I hate to break it to you. People care about this.
Because there's a lot of lazy people in America.
Fuck your dog.
That's easy. Yeah.
And it's so frustrating. It's easy that. But as much as I want to say it's the media, I don't know. I see more... Like, the one beauty of social media that we have now that we didn't get prior to the social media, before Twitter and Facebook and all that, where everybody's voice is being
heard. So it's after internet, but before...
No, what, what we're in now, but... Prior to that, where you could have the jeers and cheers column in a newspaper like the Inlander.
Yeah.
You would get the occasional, I don't like Queermo Bates because they confuse my penis.
And see, that's satisfying
that's
for like...
And that was week. It. Yeah, and you would get that. You would see one weird dude and you're like, whatever, it's one weird dude in the paper being Queermo Bates. Yeah. It's dumb. Or the guy who walks up and down the street with a sign that's like, Jesus will save, but your soul will burn.
Yeah,
you're like, that's weird. And he walks around with a giant cross. And
that's
you're like,
the best part about going down to the federal courthouse.
Yeah.
Always
nuts. But when you have this age we live in now, you see people's personal opinions, and everyone feels that they can judge each other
for
their opinions.
You check Facebook and go through.
You check it.
Within
the
like
stream, you'll see at least one person where they're like, they got their whole Facebook thing is the rainbow thing for the gay pride.
Yeah.
You see people with a Confederate flag one because the South shall lose again.
But after that,
you see shit. But then it's
like,
gone after a week.
Facebook's just running a huge experiment. And you're like, so what, dude?
But who?
I'm showing my support.
But it's like, but to me, it bugs me that it's like, you can get all that out there, and people look at it, and instead of reading where the person's coming from and being like, okay, I get that. We disagree on this. They judge you, and they're like, nope, you're fucking wrong, because shut up, America. If you don't like it, you can get out. And that's
your
argument.
Yeah.
And I don't want to name this Shut Up America.
Go right ahead. It would work. Because this is the hashtag America out there. It's, you can't sit there. It's like the whole, where you see all the people on there, I'm going to have my guns and my Bibles in my pictures. I don't fucking care.
This thing goes back to the Cotton Wall.
I don't care.
It would be the greatest thing.
It's the idea that you, like, we have this freedom of speech. We have this freedom of opinion. We can be who we are as individuals. We are a great experiment.
That's why we can do a podcast.
But yeah, we can do a podcast. Speak our minds. It doesn't get shut down by the government system yet. And there's none of that stuff kind of going.
Yeah.
But none of that stuff's going on. But then you see these people who want to spread hate in a way that is so... It's almost, I feel, is unnatural. I feel that their anger is unnatural because, as a human being, I feel more altruistic to help people. I want to help people. I want to know that if I help you guys, in my time of need, I will be helped.
You're just being a human being.
Yeah, being a human being. Yeah. That's a genetic thing. Like, well, like, tit for tat. You know, I help you, you help me, we're good.
Yeah.
And then the moment someone is like, my views are different, and it's not being about liberal or being conservative or Democrat or Republican. It's like, the moment you go, it involves a gun, your sexuality, your
religion,
a religion or lack thereof. It's like they take offense to it in a way. Yeah. It's where like you smack their children on both sides.
Yeah,
and it's like
not black and white.
It's not
gray.
Yeah, like, it's just gray.
A lot of gray. Yeah.
And as we have seen on the Facebook, like I've talked to a mutual friend of all of ours. We've mentioned him on the podcast. We've had a dialogue with the guy about his worldviews. He's a creationist. He believes the world was an episode of the Flintstones for a period of time.
And I love this guy.
And like, he is an awesome guy. Yeah. I have no hate towards this guy.
Of course.
But our fundamental worldviews greatly differ. But we're friends.
We can all be friends.
And you don't have to be friends, yeah. But you don't have to be a dick about it.
Right.
I think at the end of the day, that would work.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot easy, but that's not going to happen to us very often.
I think it'd be easier to just not be douches.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the most heavy we've been on this podcast.
And it's fucking great.
Yeah, it's great. I'm digging it.
Yeah.
Before 10 minutes past something. Did you guys know Buffalo Wild Wings showed up down the street, right?
Yeah, I did see that.
Down the street from Flamin' Joe's?
Yep, down the street from Flamin'
Joe's. Wait, what?
Yeah, there's one at the mall now.
Those pieces of shit.
I don't know. Well, no, because, I mean, they got to try. I mean, they can try and have just the like 26 flavors of wings, 22 new
don't
taps.
Don't they already have one at Nortel Mall? I mean, like...
Well, no, that's the one. That's what
they had the first one down the valley that, you know, our store...
Oh,
shut down.
No, we shut down Hooters.
Oh, it's Hooters.
Yeah.
That's
It was Flaming Joe's and Buffalo Wild Wings shut down Hooters. Us and the Buffalo Wild Wings out there shut down Hooters.
Because both times we all went, we all got
sick. It has better wings.
For it, Flaming
Joe's.
And honestly, and even before, when you could go and you could try a Code Red wing, the hottest wing they got for $1.99. You can take your friends in. You can all do a nice little individual wing challenge like we all used to do back in the day.
Yeah. I did it.
Enjoy some great beer.
22 different
taps. Yeah, we got 22 taps on. There's 26 TVs. Football season's coming up. We're going to be showing your game, I guarantee it, unless you watch the UK football.
Or the Raiders.
Sport. Or the Raiders. Part of the sport.
Even though
we're
a Raiders
team.
Ball.
Yeah.
So I guess the real message I was going for is why go corporate?
Yeah, don't go corporate. Go local business.
Support your hometown.
Yeah, mom and pop stores are way better anyway.
Yeah, especially when mom and pop stores sell hot wings.
Plus, you guys can interact with us.
Yeah, we are great people, as you all know.
Yeah, no.
If you scream in the kitchen, we'll be there.
Yeah.
You'll hear us. It's going to happen.
It's open.
You can hear us. Definitely.
Oh, no, we are totally. It's loud as shit.
Oh, yeah. Justin, you're loud?
No.
No, when we argue, we're loud.
We got called loudmouth gangsters once.
The word was not gangsters. Wow. The word was not gangsters, though. The word was not gangsters.
I think
that's what was said. The word was not gangsters.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That's the PG word.
Yeah, that is the family-friendly word.
Those are gangsters.
That's why I let the ad go a little long, because we're getting fucking real.
We can get real once in a while.
I know, which is great, yeah.
I like getting real.
I can interrupt fucking us just yelling at Justin for a half hour.
Brings us back to our fucking level.
But we never get real.
Yeah. You brought up the Flintstones. I heard the best fucking idea about the Flintstones and Justin. You know how they crossed every now and then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What if it was the Flintstones were down on the ground, and then the Jetsons lived up in the air, and the Jetsons were the richer class?
So you had a real
Jetsons
caste system.
You had a real
caste system.
Yeah, the Flintstones had to survive on fucking.
So you're saying all the genetic screw ups that basically were caused by the rich people in the runoff is what caused these talking dinosaurs and these half intelligent people,
and
which would explain how they got
birds.
Television.
Yeah.
Which would explain their use of some technologies but not others. Uh-huh. Like almost a post-apologetic wasteland.
Kind of legit. Like that's an Aldous Huxley book, like Brave New World type
that makes
shit.
A lot
that's
of
fair.
Sense.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Cast one, I can't remember which one's the better cast. Or cast A. Yeah, cast A lives in Jetson's land. A and B. Got my
model.
Yeah. And cast D&D live on the fucking ground.
I can see that. That's fair. That's a world I could be
and
a part of.
They have to deal with dinosaurs.
Now, would you rather be in the Jetsons world or the Flintstones world?
Jetsons. Yeah. Jetsons by far.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want dinosaurs?
It's almost Wall-E up
you
there.
Can look at the dinosaurs. Yeah. I mean, you can just look down and you're like, hey, look.
But you get robots.
You take a vacation.
Which always malfunctioned and tried to kill everyone.
I'm hoping to find the Bender. That's more or less what I'm just hoping for.
That's more never Futurama.
No, no, that's Futurama. That's Futurama.
Crossover,
I'm saying,
don't care.
No, I'm saying
in a crossover world, a crossover can happen more than once.
No. It's not a crossover world. That's the world they lived in. We're going in. We're predicated in a world where do you take the upper class of the Jetsons, where the robots are talking shit and trying to kill you, because Rosie was a bitch. She was a cliche douchebag butler who was like, oh, Mr. fucking Jetson, aren't you a fucking tool? Butler.
You know, she like poisoned everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's aware of this. The robot uprising was perpetually on the edge of happening, whereas the Flintstones, they like got along.
It's all there with
you. Yeah, it's all on the table.
Yeah.
But they all got along and stuff. And you're just kind of like, I want to know.
That makes sense.
I would take the Flintstones only because you would at least know that in a physical contest, you could totally do the whole, like, time machine, H.G. Wells time machine battle. Yeah. So when there was the uprising, you would win based on physical form.
Fred Flintstone could beat the
shit out of Jetson. He was like Jetson as a club.
Yeah.
He would have beat the shit out of him.
Or a bowling ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think the bases?
The Buffalo Club was really their a secret uprising against the Jetsons.
It was their fight club.
It was their fight club.
Yeah,
and they always spoke of the Great White Buffalo.
I was thinking about that earlier. I'm like Great White Buffalo.
But that's what it would be. That was their organization, and they called it the Great White Buffalo.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, and then they would rise up against their oppressors, and it would just be a whole thing.
I want to see the Great War of Jetsons and Flintstones in 2019.
It would be the Hanna-Barbera battles.
Yes!
That's what it would be.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that'd be awesome. I love that show.
And that's where their bridge is. Their connection is the Hanna-Barbera tunnel.
Yeah.
And it's like on a mountaintop. And they battle on a mountaintop in between two mountains, and there's a deep valley, and they totally, like, Warcraft-style battle each other with lasers, robots,
like
and dinosaurs.
Like the fucking End of American Gods?
Yeah.
They're battling in the mine.
Dude, that book is so good.
God. I've been telling you that for 15 fucking years.
We listened to it.
Listened both to it. Of you.
Man, it's not 15 years, huh?
No, 15 years.
Came out in 2001.
Pre-me and Kathy living together.
Yeah. Throw like, at least 10 years.
Listened or read... I physically handed you the book once, and you left it at my house.
Me or him?
Like, well, fuck you.
Mate, that's because you don't read that often.
Yeah, exactly, so.
I'm surprised you can read something.
Yeah.
There are days. There are days. Not even lying, there are days. With how much you're like, I'll sit there with a book, and he'll be like, you're reading that? Because we listen to so many audiobooks,
yeah.
Where I have a book, and he's like, you're reading that? Like, that's cute. I had paper once. Tree Killer. You know, it's that kind of bad.
To be fair, it was the same book I bought you for your birthday,
yeah,
too.
Chris, I'm offended by your use of trees to read books.
Yeah. See, you know, I honestly kind of feel that way with my comics. I'm all about, like, not killing trees.
But
I spend, like, $100 a month on comics.
Isn't most comic books now, like, recycled paper anyway?
Yeah, like, it's
so
more
it's,
like a thicker,
green.
Plasticky,
yeah, all...
recycled stuff.
And they raise the price.
It's more
wax. $4 a book.
Yeah.
I can, no, it's $3.
So, like...
Variants are four. Base variants are four, and then one shots are five. I should know. I have a whole lot of Green Lantern variant covers to go pick up.
Yay. Paycheck and tips are just...
No. It's like $100. It's okay. How much you spend for a jersey that you wear only on certain days because of certain seasons?
Or your extra fucking bottle of Jameson.
Yeah, how much extra bottle of Jameson? How much?
I'm not
that
complaining
was like 20
because
bucks.
We drank a bunch of that Jameson.
No, I'm just curious because like what you spend on a jersey, I get like a month.
This jersey was actually bought for me.
Oh, that was a one jersey. That was
is that your birth?
Just one time.
Yeah.
Just fucking
no,
one
he
time.
Has two jerseys.
I have three.
He has a Seahawks jersey
actually,
that is decimated.
No, I have four. No, I have four Jets jerseys and one Seahawks jersey.
He lost a bet, had to buy it.
Which Seahawks jersey do you have?
Hasselbeck.
Decimated.
I wear it every
it is
football
a GWAR.
Season.
It is his GWAR one. It's like his one he uses for work and GWAR.
Spray painted the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Seahawks. I can respect you for that. And of all things, I can fucking respect you out of
he
it.
He lost a bet. Don't respect him that much.
No, it's still, I mean, that's like...
But I have four Jets jerseys, a basketball jersey, and the Seahawks one, so...
He would wear that Seahawks jersey to Joe's. people are not happy about it.
Yes.
They look at him and you feel like the Hawks are playing. They're like, see, traitor.
Yep.
You just see it and you
this is not the drug
people. Yeah,
right,
yeah, no, no. Yeah, Seahawks, fair weather fit.
When the game was going on,
we smell hate.
You guys, this whole argument
we
about,
are the
like,
2012s.
Yeah.
Was literally proven like on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like once they started losing, like the restaurant filled up. Game was maybe like
it was
second
good.
Quarter.
After once third quarter hit and the
Seahawks
were behind,
down a little bit.
Everyone left.
Everyone left.
What? They lost by like 3 points.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter.
Where the game?
Everyone
yeah,
left.
We watched it. But like
everyone.
maybe like 4 or 5 tables.
It was a good game.
Yeah, it was
fucking
a good game.
Even as a loss goes, even if it was
amazing.
In the season,
and
no,
you had no hardly any
like three play. Rookies got injured,
yeah.
But I mean,
yeah, but you hadn't hardly
know,
any starters playing.
Season,
yeah.
But you know whose team won? My team. Your team won.
But I'm just saying, like that's our issue. Like
they won.
See
oh,
that
woo! Bengals won. Go team Bengals.
Only the Vikings win.
Yeah, Vikings won. How the Jets
won?
Did the Jets win their preseason game?
No.
Did they even come close?
Did they even come close at all?
No.
Did you guys read the me and Andy got them?
He told me about this.
I tried, but he's like, I don't give a fuck.
He, no.
No,
he goes,
like,
did you hear about
fuck.
This? He goes, I don't fucking care. Because for two reasons.
There was,
one, Justin's
why
the way
he's not
Justin,
a real friend.
No, the way Justin baits people is different. Andy's whole being, Andy was trying to be passive. And he's like, I don't get it. It's preseason. It's just a game, guys.
He does that every year. Though.
But it's him
yeah.
baiting. But,
yeah, but then I commented
people.
On it.
No,
and
you
I
don't.
Got
and
the big
no,
fucking
he is because Andy is the Venus flytrap of hate, and Andy has no bars. He has no limit. He
I'll
Andy
show you no
is
limit.
Evil incarnate.
Venus after that whole conversation, hate. This is what he sent me. It had nothing to
nothing,
do.
Nothing.
With it,
nothing.
And I'm just like,
it's,
how the
you
fuck
needing
fuck
to grab
this
a stickers because the Andy will take yeah. things. Andy, Andy's
no, no,
filter
no, no,
and
no,
limit is so non-existent.
Wow.
It, when Justin's like, I think we need to tell Robert to stop because we know how Andy can get. And this was my honest response. Yeah. Fuck it. Because one, yeah, one, you'll learn.
Yeah,
two,
just let me run yeah. in the fucking wall, like fucking 60 miles an hour. Done.
And
like,
two,
I have no problem.
You're grown-ass adults. You're grown-ass adults. And for me, it's a fucking game children play. If you get so heated about it, you need to take a step back and reevaluate your
well,
shit.
Well, see, that's how
the
Andy,
problem is.
But
Andy
gets upset
Andy
about
gets
a lot
upset
of things.
In a way where if Andy will sit there and one-liner the shit out of you, but there are times that I can shut him the fuck down,
yeah.
and then he'll immediately go, what do you gotta be so fucking mean about it? And it's
and
nowhere
it's
near
like,
his level of dark. And he takes shit.
It's like Justin
dark.
Cubed.
Justin,
you think you're angry at me? Andy gets way worse.
You and Andy were getting a physical fight.
I was trying.
You were getting a physical fight with him.
I mean, like the whole conversation was, I was trying to be as cool and as calm. Like, oh, I'm.
You were being cool.
Yeah,
no,
you were good.
No,
it
but
was nice.
Andy doesn't. Andy is 0 to 20. There is no scale in between for Andy.
Yeah.
He will try. He will, and there are times you will see it. I've had to unleash Andy on the internet. There, I will be on a page. I will see something. I will tag it, and I'll tag Andy, and I go, release the hounds of hell. And he will go, blocked. And he will go, took 20 minutes, I'm blocked on the
you
page.
Remember what? When your sister was over, and we were downstairs watching Andy's poker game? Shut his fucking computer, like, PlayStation down, because
yeah.
they're like, shut that bitch up. And we're like, this isn't going to happen.
My sister was joking. And they were all playing poker, and it's all, they have the eye and stuff. My sister made a rather funny joke. As
okay.
She's my sister. She is a generally witty
person.
Funny
yeah.
things,
yes.
And they go, shut that sad. Bitch up. And Andy go, and we're all like, and yeah. Andy goes, boom. And verbally obliterates this person to where they just shut the game down.
I got some
yeah.
fucking
issues. He's, yeah. Andy we'll
probably call
has a,
like, with him as
Andy fun. Has a deep, dark evil. That when you unleash it on people, you, like I've only had to unleash him like two, three times.
Well,
a
you
event.
Unleashed him on me apparently because you
no,
like,
we
just,
no,
like,
no,
we didn't stop
nope.
it.
We didn't
no,
stop
that's
it.
That's still
that
unleashing.
Was on you.
That's
no.
still
no.
unleashing.
Justin,
I
told me.
No we warned you for a while.
Yeah,
about
Justin,
and Andy's got a heart no. of gold.
Andy
he's
does.
Got
he genuinely does.
Super
but his soul is dark and evil and full of
evil.
Once in a while, he has to like let it out a little bit.
He does, and if he doesn't, it gets terrible.
Yeah,
he's. Like the times I've unleashed him, one was on what was that? Christians Against Dinosaurs.
Yeah, no, that
he got
that
kicked
was a
off
great
of that
group
page.
That we infiltrated.
I couldn't tell.
I can't.
This page,
already.
Yeah, they kicked us out. We kept posting too many things about Cthulhu, the Dark Lord, and the Almighty One.
I really should.
Apparently, if you post the truth about the Dark Lord and the Elder Gods and their true glory in this world, and how they should be worshipped as they will not die. Apparently,
this horrible group.
The issue is, you don't know if they're a troll group or if they're real, because this is the thing. You go into the group and you're like, is this real? And everyone, and we have done it ourselves, go, fuck yeah, it is. This is 100% real. We believe in our Lord and Savior, and dinosaurs are not real, you son of a bitch. But then, the rest of the day is spent posting, like, people posting pictures of them stepping on dinosaurs going, I'm stomping down the demonic dinosaur toys. And you're laughing because you're like, that's a troll. And then someone new will come in and go, is this real? Is this like, it's like they open a door. It's like a door. This real? I go, you're a traitor to the cause. And if you post anything against it, they yell at you the same way someone who truly believes it does, and you're kicked out. So they're either A, the most diehard fanatical group in the history of anything ever,
or the perfect troll.
The perfect troll.
Kind of like what that message girl said. Either way, it's still fun as fuck.
It is, but they are like the diamond troll. They are the they have a statue of a troll, and it's a diamond. And it's the one from Ernest Scared Stupid, who's weak to me.
And it's always glowing.
Oh, yeah. Full of children's souls.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to watch that. We need to comment on that.
That can be our Halloween movie. Yeah. I own it. I'll bring it.
I saw you comment on Andy's post yesterday. And I showed Kathy, and together we both went, no, stop.
Yeah. Don't. Because you have to deal with Andy. That's Andy.
Well, he had Kyle something fucking.
Yeah, he's
fucking a Raiders fan. Like, I was just like, Jesus, I'm getting hit by all fucking people.
No, that's the thing. And with Andy, though, he gets kicked off a lot of things. Andy
was banned from Facebook for a little bit.
He got banned.
He got banned
from an NFL trash talking Facebook page.
That he started!
Yep. That banned him from the internet.
I can't be mad at that. That's hilarious!
He was banned from basically a third of the internet.
Then he had to go back to his real name.
They regave him his account, and then he had to change
his name. Because
he was Bergzilla.
Oh, that's so.
That's amazing.
Oh,
right?
My God!
That's the evil that is Andy.
Alright. Like, all right. I feel it.
When they opened Pandora's box, the last thing in there that came out was not Hope. It was Andy. Hope came out and he went, go! And I put it back in.
He does want to be on the
Kratos
podcast.
Oh, yep.
Well, he's moving back, so.
Yeah, he does
want to
be on here.
We could have him back.
Yeah, he does
want
to be on here.
So you love him. Just be cautious around him, or he will shut you the fuck down.
There are a few things that you can do to shut him down.
If I start it and he shuts me down, then I deserve it. Like, I kind of expected it. I mean, the 12th man, the Seahawk fan, basically.
Not a 12th man
fucking,
anymore.
We're in your faces. We're like, oh, yeah, for 40 years, we haven't won. Like, it took us 40 years to win a Super Bowl, basically.
That's
the entire fucking state
right now.
But see, I'm one of those Seahawk fans. I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm glad we faced them. It was a tough team. That whole Deflategate and shit, I mean, who gives a shit? I mean, it happened.
No, that matters. That real world matters because that piece of shit is taking it to federal court.
We lost the deal for it.
No, not the game. The game is not the problem. The game
Tom Brady is a piece of shit.
Tom Brady is the fucking problem. He took it to federal court, a place where real decisions are made. Not a game about children throwing a ball back and forth, making millions of dollars.
If you're going to miss $4 million on fucking four games,
like,
I'll take that shit to federal court.
No, you don't. When your contract is like $120 million, suck my black dick. Fuck you. Oh, no, you don't get to buy a gold-plated pool? Fuck that piece of shit. There are people the world over who have real cases that would go to federal fucking court. I imagine when they founded the federal court, they were like, and in the future, some pompous, rich piece of shit is going to come in here and be like, I didn't fight a football. And they're like, it's a game, a children play. We're at war, motherfucker, war. But it's my game. Fuck you.
Yeah, he did need that pool.
He didn't need shit. He has three pools. He has three successive pools, but only two are gold and one is silver. That $4 million would have made that bottom pool a gold pool.
He could have put the gold over the silver.
Yeah. It would have been gold flaked.
Gold
flaked. And the water has gold, so when it gets hit by the sun at dawn and at dusk, it glimmers. And it's like a rainbow of love, and it's money.
You know,
it's
not
money.
Not to rain on your parade.
It's like Goldschlager.
You would, because fuck you. No, but those are the things that piss me off. It's things like that why I hate football. Like, I hate football because of that. I enjoy watching the game and hanging out with the guys. And go team, go. I could give genuinely zero fucks. But the moment they go, so-and-so was signed to throw a football, to stop a guy from catching a football, from catching the football, running, and then throwing the football again, $20 million a week. And you're like, why?
It's that jealous act. We're working our asses off.
It's not even jealousy. It comes to practical use of funds.
Yeah, I drive a blast furnace for...
No, they're out there. They pay way too much.
And that's any sport. But you look at, like...
Baseball's even worse. Baseball's way worse.
Yeah, no. But Keenan Peele did a great skit of what if teachers were paid and treated the way sports athletes were. And it was amazing. They were like, the teachers of like PSA 127, they got their new math teachers in, and these new math teachers, they are going to crush it. These are their test scores.
Like
their
bodies,
and they did.
Oh,
and,
that's
like, and they all signed for $10 million a year.
Statistics?
Yeah.
Yes!
And you're just like, this. And I was like, that right there is what, like, that's what makes me sad. That you see that and you're like, for fucking real. Anybody who is a parent who listens to this podcast, Jarell and I as parents, people who are uncles to these children. We have our...
He included you.
That's what I'm saying, you and I.
No, I was asking.
But we take our kids.
You're asking me. You have kids.
Look, I have kids. But we have our children. And then we go, here, take my child, who during 3 months out of a year, drive me insane because I'm around them all the time. Hang out with them for 9 months out of the year.
Yeah. With 30 other kids.
With 30 other kids. Take it. For 9 months, take it. Yeah. And then I'm going to get mad when they want to have, they want to get paid more, they want to have better funds for the school, and they want to be able to take care of their community centers to better take care of these kids so they don't drop out.
Yeah. Those fucking and teachers make $50,000 a year. That's how much they need.
No.
So fuck them.
Yeah, and then that's it. But then
these same people spend their own money for like inside classroom activities.
No, but then, yeah. And the
trips and
kindergarten teachers spent. I don't want to think of how much of her own money on the classroom, other than myself and my dad helping with snacks and goodies and supplies for the year.
Some kids don't even go have enough money to eat lunch.
No, they don't.
Or go on a field trip to and it's like, the environment.
But then these people who complain about this stuff are the same people who, and this is no hate on
you.
My
kid's education sucks.
Yeah, they bitch about the education, but then they're the same guy who shows up at insert bar here every fucking night getting plastered, rooting for some
spend a grand on pull tabs,
buy a bunch of fucking jerseys for the team and all this. If they're not, and they're like, these are the things that matter. This guy deserves $20 million to play a game that kids play,
Chris,
that I get overly pissed off about because I lived through my child because I'm a deadbeat.
He needs that jersey to show support.
Well, he's got to show support for the team, for the guy who doesn't see any of the money.
Exactly.
Who gets shit health insurance, who if he gets hit in the head, they're like, go away. Like, you're no good to us. You hurt your head. And that's what you support. Those are the things that people support.
Yeah.
Where it's like, or how about the infrastructure on a social level? You know, teachers, students, doctors. Not like in the doctor sense, but the ones who have their own clinics.
Yeah.
Not the $1 million plastic surgeon private doctors, heart surgeons. They make fair fucking money. But, you know, everybody... It's like the people, it's like the way the system has it worked is you're supposed to praise and buy things to make the richer rich.
Yeah.
And then hate the people who are within your class or below you because they're the problem.
My hands are so clumsy that if I were a plastic surgeon, I'd fuck you up.
Yeah, we played operation.
That's okay. I would trust you to
we
do plastic surgery.
We played operation with
him.
You, we know.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. How many times I gotta tell you?
It's gonna bother
you. I was working so you could play fucking operation, asshole.
Wait. You repeat that one more time for me.
I'm aware of this.
He was aware, but he knows it makes him mad every time he brings it up. Because he didn't get to play Jaeger Operation.
I was at work. They were playing Jaeger Operation with my Jaeger in my house.
If I wanted to guess, I don't think it's physically possible.
You mentally couldn't put yourself in that mindset, could you? It's difficult. It really is. To go, this will intentionally push people to the edge.
Oh my
God. I'm down.
Yeah. How do you live with yourself?
Pretty amazing.
Wow, you
why did I ask that question?
You didn't even want to ask. You Wile E. Coyote grabbed the first set of silverware and just went, I'm surprised still. That's what you just did. You didn't walk into that. You jumped out of the plane and he was like, I gave you the parachute that said silverware.
You're not Keanu Reeves, so it's okay.
Point Break.
Actually, I watched that. have you guys seen John Wick yet?
Yes.
It was amazing.
I love John Wick. So I watched John Wick. You need to watch John Wick.
It's so bad. Good. It looked like it got so many bad reviews, but it was
literally honestly, so bad. The it's great up
all
until
I've
the
heard
part.
Podcasters talking about it saying it's fucking great.
Yeah. Yes, I really no, want to there's see only it. One part that sucks, and this is no hate to Keanu.
You're on first name basis with him and shit?
Yeah. But the motherfucker can't act. He cannot convey.
But I just
he is so
Ted's Excellent Adventure. He's pretty good at it.
No, he can't convey
emotion.
Not emotion. Genuine anger.
Feeling.
He not.
And that's why he's
he can't
for
know.
That
he's not at the end. At the end, he goes. People like to go in my back. Yeah, I guess I am. And you're like,
he's off.
Bang.
He's off.
No, because I would argue you have Denzel Washington in that role. I would have fucking sucked his goddamn cock as Denzel Washington.
That's Man on Fire.
Man on Fire is so funny.
It is. But it is for that reason. Yeah. And I'm not saying Keanu did a bad job, but he did better.
Or Equalizer.
Equalizer also great. But Keanu Reeves visually was able to convey this frustration. Short one lines, get the dialogue across. People were intimidated by him by name alone.
Mob bosses.
The story worked.
Yeah.
But the end of that movie, where he's talking in the church...
Yeah.
Doesn't work. That removed me from the experience because all I waited for him to do was go, yeah, bro. Like, I couldn't get... It was like, I'm Neo, bro. Like, the one. I took the blue pill.
They like, pushed somebody off of a cliff and like, faggots.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, wow, really? Yeah, went that far and made it work?
Alex Winter is there, too.
Yeah, he's like, what the shit? Why am I in the movie? But it's, I love John Wick, but I will say this. When Jess and I saw that in theaters, I remember sitting there, and you watch that part with the puppy. We're not going to ruin it. You need to watch
it.
But you watch it.
Tear up.
And not even just tear up. It was like...
Did you think he yelled at that dog?
No. But what happens is... As a man can
only... He has a bad 24 hours.
And this is no hate towards women, but how they're like...
Outside tear?
This not even outside tear. This is the tear that comes out, and you go... back in.
He's sucking back up.
Sucking back in.
Yeah,
you do. And it's rage. It goes, and you're like, I could be a human, or I could be a monster. And it goes back into your eye, and you're like, kill them all. Every one of them. Like, Mother Teresa, Marilyn Monroe, Princess Diana could all be somehow loosely involved in what happens to this puppy, and you're like, kill them. All of them.
Because Diana had paparazzi.
No, but I'm saying in terms of like, these are people who are perceived as good in the world, you would destroy them. Don't. He walks you into it.
I know.
The fact that he knows how she died confuses me, if that makes you feel any better.
That's kind of where I was.
How the fuck do you know that?
Because I was in Big Bear, California, watching that with my grandmother.
I actually remember that moment, which is a weird thing, because I remember that moment, because my mom had borrowed me.
Yeah.
At the time.
Wait, she borrowed you?
Yeah.
Took without permission.
Oh, okay.
Legally, it's called kidnapping, but took him without permission. And during that time is when that happened.
All right.
But when you watch this movie,
you were younger during that time.
You know, it was fifth grade. Okay. It was like fourth going into fifth during that, fifth going into sixth.
I remember when she got fucking killed.
But no, like when you watch the movie and you see what happens to this puppy, and you know, like you're watching it, you're like, leave it alone, leave it alone. So help me, fucking, I swear to. And then it happens, and you're like, kill him, every last one of them. And then when as the movie progresses, like 5 seconds later, the camera pans back and you see the whole thing, and you're like, make him burn.
Yeah.
You would have supported every decision this man made through the entire... He could have found, like, another dog, killed said dog, and been like, no, it probably fucking deserved it because it somehow knew this dog.
I sacrificed it to that dog so
it
could come back.
And it is nuts, but it's such a good movie.
It's so good.
It is totally how... It has that Ronin man and his dog, lone samurai with a dog feel to it. And you're like, oh, this might be cool, badass with his dog.
Because
and
he
then
was
it doesn't.
That samurai guy. What was the movie?
47 Ronin?
47 Ronin.
Yeah.
Justin. I'm just saying, as an example...
I know that movie, but I don't know... Okay, I'm not going to do it.
Stop.
I'm not
going to
walk.
But go ahead.
Just tell. But when you watch it, though, it has that impact. That, like, as a man, you one tear, and it doesn't Mufasa tear, where the tear goes down as a father, and you're like, I get it. It's not Terminator 2, where you're like, it's okay, I'm a man, I can cry, it's a thing. You know? That's normal. Or, and the thumbs up. Or, as Justin and I found with Grudge Match, man tier. See? Grudge Match. Watched it with Trey last night, and I'm like, dude, there's a moment, you're going to have a man tier. It's okay, though. because you'll see it happen. And just then the moment happens, and he was like, and he glassed over. He's like, that was so man heavy. And I'm like, see? But this isn't it. This is man rage tier. It comes down and you go,
That's Rocky IV rage.
Yeah, it is. It's like Apollo Creed dies. It's equal to Apollo Creed dying. Exactly. Where you see him driving, and you know he wants to cry, and you're like, just let it out, man. And you can't, because he needs to keep that rage in, and then he can cry afterwards, once it's all said and done, and he gets revenge. It's that. It's Rocky IV with a dog.
That's what John Wick
it is. Rocky IV with Russian. A dog. They were Russians. It's Rocky IV with a dog.
You could have said Bloodsport, it would have been better.
No, it wouldn't. Because Bloodsport's not that good. Rocky IV's better.
Bloodsport's fucking amazing.
Better than Rocky IV?
Ish.
Yes.
Ish?
No. Are you honestly saying you think Bloodsport is better than Rocky IV? Straight face.
Please.
Plead the fifth.
Exactly.
You're on a podcast. You can't do that shit.
Do whatever the fuck I want.
Rocky IV is greater than Bloodsport.
Agreed.
Disagreed.
Car.
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 Fuck off. That's fucking...
There's way too much deep-seated rage, especially from that one. He would just push you over. We'd be at the top of the red wagon, and he would just go. And you would follow, and he wouldn't even go, it was an accident.
I might even have a smile on my face when I do it.
He would look at you, get on it, and just go.
Just know that's my goal in life, to make you smile. It's kind of bring me happiness.
Thanks for listening to Why Do We Hang Out? Now, are you hungry, thirsty, enjoy sports, looking for a family-friendly place to enjoy good food, a beer, and all your favorite teams? Come on into Flamin' Joe's, with two locations in Spokane, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, and one in the valley at 11618 East Sprague. Daily specials, happy hour 3 to 6, and 9 to close. With 26 amazing wing flavors and an always-changing beer selection, there's something for everyone. Come on in and join us anytime. Flamin' Joe's is your locally owned Wingstop.